previously heard on Good Hope FM. In My Shoes, interviews with Jerry Saunders.
And tonight I'm joined on the line by Carla Hendricks. Carla, how are you tonight?
Very good, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you taking the time ahead of lockdown. Are you in Cape Town at the moment?
I am in Cape Town.
Okay. So, guys, Carla has been working on yachts, super yachts, is what I've been told, and has been working as a masseuse as well as a housekeeper, which sounds, I mean, interesting to say the least. I think it's a great way to travel the world. But, Carla, I want to know where this journey started for you. Like, how did you find out that you could even do this for a living? And can you make a decent living doing this?
So I'm a health and skincare practitioner, and so the idea was always to go on the cruise liners because that's how we make, you know, a big income or quick fix thing on the cruise liners. And I had been working in Cape Town straight after my studies, and then one of my mates that I studied with, Bunty, she went on the yacht prior to me, I think a year or two ahead of me.
Okay.
And I knew she was working on it. I was like, oh, she's having fun. I see pictures. And then she came back to Cape Town and started speaking about the money. And I was like, sign me up for this.
Yeah, so, I believe the money is pretty good. My husband used to work on super yachts as well. So I know I'm annoyed because I feel like I'm past my sell-by date. I wish I'd found out about this earlier. How old were you when you started working on the yachts? Were you, like, what was your age?
I think I was 22, turning 23.
Okay.
Have you been, something like that, yeah.
Have you been doing it for quite a while now?
So yeah, I'm turning 27 this year. So okay. I've been in it for a while. Okay. It's been good.
Yeah. And tell me about, like, what is expected of you? Because obviously you've studied now to be in the beauty field, but I see you're also doing housekeeping, which I've heard is quite a popular job on super yachts. It's generally what the ladies end up doing, right? They make the beds and they do the general cleaning and that sort of thing. Is that right? Is my understanding of it correct?
Yes, so it depends on the size of the vessel that you get on the smaller yacht. Mm-hmm. The ladies, or you'll be doing everything. You'll be serving the guests as well as behind the scenes, making the beds, cleaning the boat. I've been on bigger boats, 90 meters and plus. Mm-hmm. So there it's a bit more structured. So you get your service crews, which who serve the guests, their food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then you get the housekeepers that maintain the boat. We see to the guest cabins. We see to the general upkeep of the boat in the guest area as well as the crew accommodation areas.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there is a lot of work. Like, you guys, you work when you're on these yachts.
We work. It's very nice if you can get onto a vessel that you work in 5 days a week and two off days. But I think it evens out that you work in about 6 days a week. And that's when there's no guest, and when there are guests on, you are working 7 days a week for however long the visit is, and you work in a minimum of 12-hour shift.
Yeah. And even when you have a day off, it's not like you can go anywhere. Can you?
Like, it depends where you are in the world. Like, okay. Sometimes your boat is at anchor and it's up to the captain whether he says yes or no. Sometimes we can go ashore. It just depends where we are and the captain's rule, basically.
Okay.
But I've been on big enough vessels that they've allowed us to go in and explore. My captains have been very good in trying to give crew days off and things like this because they know once guests come on, it's a 24-hour operation.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, so take me through the motions of how you end up working on a super yacht. Your friend came back, you saw that this friend was earning loads of money, and you decided, this is what I wanted to do. How do you get into it? What is the procedure? Do you just walk around the harbor and go, hey, do you guys need a masseuse? I'm sure it's a little bit more technical.
That is basically what I did.
So where did you do that? At the V&A?
No. So basically, first of all, the qualifications you need. I obviously came on as a masseuse, but some people, they're not even in the field. Some people are like qualified architects, but just heard this is a good way of making money, for example.
Yeah.
But the basic minimum for the girls would be like your silver service course and your SDCW. These are the course of certificates you need to work at sea, whether it's a cruise liner or a private yacht or charter yacht, whatever. So I you basically get the mid-season, which is like Europe, and then you get the that you get the Caribbean, where you fly to the States, and you try it that side. From what I can gather, it seems a lot easier to get a job when you're in the States, because the boats do a lot of day work. They do, like, I don't know, like a booze cruise or something for the day.
Yeah.
So you could literally just walk and be like, you need somebody, and they'll be like, come back tomorrow or join immediately.
It no just ways.
Yeah, so it is.
It's that informal.
That's what happened to me, actually, in December, I think 2 days before Christmas. My mate needed help on her yacht, and she's like, can you come? 2 months gig. I said yes, and I woke up the next morning to a plane ticket. So I literally just chucked everything in my bag. But initially, when I started out, I went over to France.
Okay.
I planned a holiday that I did not go on. So to get visas and things like this.
Sure,
so I got myself to France, to the south of France.
Yeah.
And I stayed in a crew accommodation, like backpackers or something like this. They have different types of Airbnb and all of this, but obviously going out so young, trying to make your rand turn to euro doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
It was very interesting. I slept next to many people. Like, you rent the bed out for like 12 years a night or something crazy like that. So we gathered a little team together, wake up every morning, go down to the docks, and you literally just dish out your CV and ask, and just, hi, housekeeper masseuse, I'm available. And you basically pass your CV and hope that somebody calls you. And there's also a lot of Facebook sites that are dedicated to helping crew find jobs, as well as professional agencies, that you just, once you're in these groups, you know, you just see this information come in, and you can just sign up to everything. So you either dock walk in, or you glued to your computer trying to send emails out every single day.
Yeah, I can believe that. That sounds so interesting. I want to find out. There's obviously companies that offer the training and things that you would need.
Yes.
And do you know if they're based in Cape Town? Are they based somewhere else in South Africa? Or are they generally based overseas? If you decide this is something you want to do you need to get yourself overseas and then, for example, do the silver service training if you don't have any other qualifications?
No, so actually we do have quite a few places in Cape Town, obviously all near the V&A.
Yeah.
So sometimes when you're in these groups, they will call on like ex-yachties or yachties that are on vacation to come help out with day trips and things like this. So there are places in Cape Town. Once you know what certificates you're looking for, then you can kind of just Google it and it will all come up. But like I said, the SDCW is the bare minimum qualifications you need. And then you need something called food and hygiene level 2, because this means you're able to operate with the food, whether it be the guests or for the crew. You need to know that you can't leave food out for an X amount of time and then put it away and let the crew reheat it, for example.
Oh, right,
You need to minimize. You only have so many crew on board, so you can't afford to be two or three staff members down, basically.
Yeah, with food poisoning, and I'm sure it happens from time to time. All right, if you guys have just tuned in, thanks for logging on to Good Hope FM this evening. I'm chatting to Carla Hendricks. She is a yachtie. If you don't know what that means, we're breaking it down. We're just going to take a quick break. When we come back after No Method and I Got Me, we'll be finding out a little bit more about Carla's journey so far in the super yacht industry. Keep it locked on. In My Shoes interview is underway. I've got Carla Hendricks on the line, chatting about her journey and career so far working as a yachtie on super yachts. Carla, I want to find out where you have worked. Where was your first gig? Did you finally walk the docks, as they call it, get a job, someone say, cool, come and work on our boat? And what happened from there? Where were you? France, south of France.
I was in the south of France in Antibes. I cannot remember how the boat got my CV. If it was, it must have been through an agent or like Facebook, because the boat was somewhere else at the point. I think it was in Italy or somewhere.
Okay.
And I think I was in San Remo, if I remember, so in Italy. And I was chilling with my housemates. I went to the interview and they said, we'll call you within a few days, because they had like a boss visit, the owner was coming on.
Yeah.
And I remember I was down to my last. Like, I think I only had enough money to pay the next week's week's rent, and that was without eating.
Oh.
And I learned the importance of like siesta time whilst trying to dock walk. So I missed the phone call because I was having an afternoon nap.
Oh my God.
And then luckily she phoned back and she offered me the position on a very large vessel. It was 130 meters, which wow. isn't really normal.
Yeah, that's huge, right?
You know, it is a very big boat, 140 actually. And yeah, so she called me and offered me the job to start in like 2 days or something following the phone call. And yeah, jumped on the couch, spent my money with my roommate. I gave him 1 week's rent and I bought us some booze and we partied to celebrate.
That is so cool. And then where did you go off to? Were you just out in, yeah, where was your first destination?
So I think I joined them, I want to say Gibraltar, I'm not sure. But it was basically just to meet them because they were fueling up. And then we basically went to, yeah, we went to south of France. We sailed to Aunt Eve from okay. wherever I met them.
Okay.
And once you're in the south of France, you basically just sail, you know, Cannes, you do that whole route
yeah.
All over the summer. So this first boat I went on, it was privately owned. So we knew the guests basically. It was the owner with his daughters and grandchildren.
Okay.
So it was a family boat mm. and we just sailed up and down the entire summer.
That sounds amazing. It really, really does. I'm sure the work is very hard that you get to do. It must be it's quite trying as well. Your living quarters are quite small, aren't they? And you're always sharing with someone else.
Yes. So not much room for personal space.
Mm-hmm.
You need to learn how to be quick, or you need to time it. You need to ask, are you a snoozer or are you a get up and go type of person? You know, you have to be quick in the bathrooms. There's not a lot of space in the cabins, which is the bedrooms, to change.
Mm-hmm.
So often you're like bending over and you start touching your roommate by mistake. Like it is
yeah.
really cool.
Yeah.
But I've been lucky that I've managed to make good mates with whomever I shared with. And we've gotten really well. You know, you fall into a system of being able to get done quickly and you know who takes longer and prioritize everything.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely teamwork comes into play a lot, and I think a small confined sort of space like that. I want to find out where you've been. Where have you traveled to? Where have been some of your favorite places, some of the best memories? I'm sure you've met quite a few famous people as well, because we all know that that's like one of the best places for them to go on holiday. It's away from crowds generally. Paparazzi will follow them from time to time, but you've probably had to sign a NDA, right? You're not allowed to disclose
yes.
who you've been on, but you have been on yachts with some famous and well-known people, right?
I've
you don't have to tell me who they are. You don't have to tell me who they are, but like you've been.
I've met quite a lot of like sick DJs, which has been the highlight.
Okay.
And I've actually got like FaceTime with not celebrities, I mean like actors or singers, but it's mainly been DJs that I've encountered with. And it's pretty amazing to like know that you're listening to the music and you're having a conversation with them.
Yeah, that's so insane. And they tip, don't they tip you as well? So besides your salary that you're earning, often the guests will tip the staff, right?
That happens on charter yachts.
Okay.
So the charter yachts mean that they rent the boat out basically for like a week at end or 2 weeks depending.
Yeah.
And yeah, so generally the, you know, how it works, etiquette, should I say,
mm-hmm.
is that we get paid by the owners or the management company, and then as an incentive, the guest on charter boats normally do tip. And we're talking about if they stay for like a week, you know, you can walk away with like $2,000 each.
Yeah,
I know. So
it's good money.
It's fun.
It's good money. And it's not yes. an easy living situation necessarily. You could end up with a roommate that you don't get on with. You can't even spend a lot of that money either, because you don't have space to keep anything that you would buy, right? It's not like you can stop off at Saint-Tropez and buy a whole bunch of clothes, because where are you going to put them?
So I'm famous for being realistic. The day I leave for a boat and take one suitcase,
mm-hmm.
and by the time I'm back in SA, I got 2 checked-in luggages and hand luggage. So you force it, you squeeze it, and
you find a way.
You find a way.
Yeah, where there's a will, there's a way, right? Tell me about the best places you've been to. What's like, where have the highlights for you been?
The very first time, obviously, I'm going to say south of France because I've never been prior to yachting. I've never actually traveled outside the country.
Yeah.
I think I went to visit my aunt once in the UK, but I was just 17 or 18, so nothing extravagant or wild.
Yeah.
So south of France is beautiful. All I know is the water in Greece is amazing. Favorite place to like jump off the boat and swim. The water is crystal clear blue, like in love entirely.
Yeah. It's like postcard blue, right?
Yes.
It's beautiful.
And then definitely a highlight of where I've been is the Maldives. I've been blessed enough, I think, to have been there 3 times now.
Wow.
Just came back.
Yeah.
So yes. Very good for snorkeling and diving.
I've got a question. But, do people call it the Maldives or the Maldives? Because they all say the Maldives, and I was like, where's that? Are we the only ones that say Maldives?
Maldives, I think, is most people, but I think Canadian, American, it's the Maldives.
Okay. Australians as well. They're like, we're going diving in the Maldives. Yeah. I was like, it sounds so weird.
Tomato, tomato, I guess.
Carla, thank you so much for joining me on the show this evening. It's been so interesting learning about this career and this path. And it sounds like you're gonna keep on doing this for a while, right?
Yes, we're just waiting for Corona to take a back seat and let me leave again.
Yeah, that would be nice. Do you think it's safest for the people to be out on the boats at the moment? Do you think it's a safe place to be, everyone who's on a boat?
Actually, to be honest, you basically quarantine because you're just with your crew. You're out at anchor or you're in port. So you see the same people day in, day out. The cruise liners, the ships right now, the yachts, they've shut down. They're not actually operating to take new guests on or anything like this. So they are with the crew only. So I think I deem it safer. They're not in contact with random people.
Yeah. I was looking at a picture, I think, out in Italy of Portofino, and they had a whole bunch of yachts and little boats. And I was like, actually, that looks like a really nice place to be right now. Just on a yacht, enjoying the view and not getting into contact with that many people. It sounds ideal. Yeah. But so, thank you so much for joining me on the show. It's been really, really fascinating catching up with you and finding out what it entails. I'm sure a lot of people are inspired and sitting listening to the radios going, that sounds like a cool career.
Yeah.
Get to travel, earn lots of money, and do things that you never thought possible. Well, Carla's doing it. Thank you so much, Carla. I hope to meet you in person sometime in the near future. I'm going to say it because I want to put that out in the universe that we'll be able to meet so we can chat again. Until then, take good care of yourself and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Hey, yo, check it out.
Good Hope FM.
GoodHopeFM.co.za now.